When they had finished everything required by the law of the Lord, they returned home. May I speak in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. If you've ever looked through the old book, the Book of Common Prayer, you'll come across a service called the Churching of Women. I've taken that service just once, 58 years ago. The full name is the Thanksgiving of Women After Childbirth, but it's closely modelled on the medieval service of purification, a service that assumed that all women were impure after giving birth. I'm very glad that this old service has gone out of use. One of the most uncomfortable sections is where the priest recites over every new mother Psalm 116, which, unbelievably or not, includes the words, "I said in my heart, all men are liars." Well, we've moved on. Candlemas might be rooted in those ancient taboos and rituals, but it's so much more than that. St. Luke packs the wonderful story that we've just heard of the infant Jesus being taken to the temple by the deeply devout Mary and Joseph when he was just 40 days old, with a great feast of ingredients, ideas, and themes that have enriched Christian worship in the centuries ever since. Christian art, Christian music as well, for 2,000 years. So let's just for a moment, briefly, look at the characters in this amazing story. First, take Anna. She's a very old lady. She doesn't say anything at the time, but soon, like the shepherds, she goes off and tells everybody, her friends, what she's seen, that this child is no ordinary infant. He's God's chosen one. Luke is the great champion of women in God's plan, more than any other writer in the Bible. I love his gospel. Then there's Simeon. He takes the child in his arms, and Christians have been in debt to him ever since for the word he spoke to Jesus, cradled in his arms. "Lord, now let your servant go in peace. Your word has been fulfilled." They're the words that's become one of the greatest of all Christian hymns, the Nunc Dimittis, sung here, I'm sure, at St. Andrew's, often, as in every parish church, and heard very often at a Christian funeral. If, like me, you find it helpful when prayer is difficult, or you're very tired, and you fall back on remembered prayers, then millions of Christians have found no better prayer to end the day than this: "Lord, now let your servant go in peace. Your word has been fulfilled." Here in the temple, in the place that carried more weight than any other place on earth for Jesus, for Jews, this old Jewish prophet gives his reference for Jesus. And what a reference it is. The meaning of this child coming into the world is for the whole of the human race, a light to lighten the Gentiles, as well as being the glory of your people Israel. But Simeon has got rather more to say. He thinks about Mary and all that's going to happen to her, and how that will include much joy, but also much pain. A sword will pierce your own soul too. All mothers, don't they, know something of that sword and that piercing? It's part of being a parent. I think Rudyard Kipling must have had this in mind when he wrote, perhaps too sentimentally, "If I were hanged on the highest hill, O mother of mine, mother of mine, I wonder whose love would follow me still. Mother of mine, O mother of mine. But the heart of this story is the little Jewish boy brought to the temple in Jerusalem by his parents to make sure that he's a truly kosher Jew. Luke hints at deeper meaning and makes us ponder. Things aren't quite what they seem. This baby, taken to the temple by his poor parents, is in fact the Son of God, the one to whom all temple worship will one day be offered. But if that's one paradox at the heart of Candlemas, there's another. Luke makes it very clear, both at the start and at the end of this story, that what was done that day was in accordance with the law of the Lord. In other words, be very sure that Jesus is 100% a Jewish man in a particular place at a particular time. In other places, Luke gives us dates. Luke's world is a million miles away from the religion of many other people, of many other religions. I have a huge admiration for Hindus, but it doesn't matter a fig to Hindus whether Krishna was a real man or just a story. And for Buddhists, I think it's just the same about the Buddha. But for Christians, if God really became man and shared our life, the details and the history really matter. The foundation of our faith was a Jewish man who lived in the Jewish heartlands 2,000 years ago. The Holy Land was in turbulence then. Of course, it's in terrible turbulence now. And we should also remember today. Today is Jewish Holocaust Remembrance Day. So if the first paradox of Candlemas, of the Incarnation, is that God works through a helpless baby and so challenges all human ideas about power, the second paradox is just as disturbing. We sing, don't we? Lord Jesus Christ, you are one of us, you are one with us, Mary's son. It wasn't long before the early Christians, all of them Jews, realized that they had something huge on their hands. The good news about Jesus was bursting out of its original Jewish wrappings, and Christianity had become universal. In the chapel at an ecumenical center in Zambia, there is a fine picture. It's called Jesus at Work in Zambia Today. But when I was there, I couldn't spot him anywhere among the vivid scenes of African life portrayed there. Of course not. I was looking for a light-skinned figure. But the Zambian artist had very rightly portrayed Jesus as a black Zambian. Christ is a black Zambian for Zambian Christians. If the faith is universal, all people of all races must belong to them, and the church must develop root in the soil of every culture. So for them, Jesus was and is a Zambian. But of course, he is also Jewish. That's the second paradox. And once the Christian faith has taken root in all cultures, once it does, Jesus will always break out again, as he did from the all-Jewish early church, Jew though he was, and move us on to challenge and transform and renew in all our churches. In my church, here at St. Andrew's, we need to be proud of our heritage, but also ready to be turned upside down for the sake of the kingdom, over and over again. Amen.